providing this information. The certainty requirement to satisfy due process, an indictment must be sufficiently definite to inform the defendant of the crime charged and to enable the defendant to prepare a defense. This is often referred to as the certainty requirement. Constitutional violations arising from lack of certainty. If an indictment fails to meet this certainty standard, it can lead to several constitutional violations. 1. Denial of due process. The most direct violation is a denial of the defendant's right to due process, as they are unable to adequately prepare a defense. 2. Impairment of the right to speedy trial. If a defendant needs to repeatedly seek clarification or amendments to the indictment, it can delay the trial, potentially violating their Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. 3. Double jeopardy concerns. A vague indictment can increase the risk of double jeopardy if the defendant is subsequently charged with a different but related offense. Specific examples of insufficient indictments. Unclear elements. If the indictment fails to allege all essential elements of the crime, it is defective. Ambiguous language. Using vague or ambiguous terms that do not clearly define the offense can render an indictment insufficient. Overbroad charges. An indictment that charges multiple, unrelated offenses in a single count can violate the certainty requirement. Remedies for defective indictments. If a defendant believes an indictment is defective for lack of certainty, they can challenge it through motion to quash. This is a formal request to the court to dismiss the indictment. Bill of particulars. A request for the prosecution to provide more specific information about the charges. It's important to note that the specific requirements for indictments vary by jurisdiction. Some states have more stringent rules than others. Comparing indictment practices across jurisdictions, the certainty requirement for indictments is a fundamental principle shared by most jurisdictions. However, the specific rules and standards governing the sufficiency of indictments can vary significantly between federal courts, state courts, and even within different states. Key areas of comparison. 1. Form and content. Specificity. Some jurisdictions require more detailed allegations than others. Citation of statutes. Some jurisdictions mandate citing specific statutes, while others allow more general language. Joinder of offenses. The rules for charging multiple offenses in a single indictment vary widely. 2. Amendment of indictments. The degree of flexible amendments to correct defects differs among jurisdictions. Some jurisdictions permit substantial changes, while others are more restrictive. 3. Judicial review. The scope of judicial review of indictments varies. Some courts have a more deferential stance towards grand jury decisions, while others engage in stricter scrutiny. Examples of jurisdictional differences. Federal versus state courts. Federal indictments often adhere to more rigid formal requirements compared to many state systems. Common law versus code-based systems. Jurisdictions following common law traditions may rely more on case law to define indictment standards, while code-based systems often have detailed statutory provisions. State-to-state variations. Even within the United States, there can be substantial differences between states. For example, some states may require a higher level of specificity in property crime charges than others. Illustrative comparison. Federal versus state indictments. Feature. Federal indictments. State indictments. Generalization. Formality. Highly formal specific language, varying degrees of formality, often less strict, citation of statutes, mandatory, may or may not be required, amendment, generally restrictive, more flexibility, depending on the state, judicial review, deferential to grand jury, varies by state, can be more scrutinizing,